9/11 here on KGGF as we continue throughout a Friday. It's time for our Ask the Expert segment with the folks from Sun Group. On the line we have Keith Beaumont. Good morning, Keith. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, James?
Doing well. And I think you said that you are working out on your upcoming auction right now. So remind us where that is.
Yep. So we're getting things put together today on that upcoming auction I've been talking about, and that's going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, we're going to start off doing the personal property at 10 o'clock in the morning. We've got personal property, and we're going to be selling the real estate by auction, too. And so, but we'll start at 10 o'clock, starting on the personal property stuff, and then at noon, we're going to pause the personal property, and we're going to sell off the land. So we're going to sell that land in a couple different tracks. Track one is going to be 80 acres. On track one, there is a house on it. It's a little stone house. It's got a couple bedrooms, one and a half bath, a little small little cabin-type house that it is. It's a little stone house, but it's really neat, really comfy. So that'll sell on there. There's also a three-car garage that's on that 80-acre tract as well. Again, we're going to sell that at noon, and then followed by track two. And track two will be the remaining acres, and that's 150. So altogether, there's 230 acres that we're going to be selling there.
And this is on Highway 54 in El Dorado, right?
Yes, that's right, right off of Highway 54. The address to it is 11629 Southeast Highway 54, El Dorado, Kansas. It's real close to Roselia, if people are familiar with that little town. We're probably not even a half a mile just back to the west of that. Or from El Dorado, it's probably about 10 minutes to the east. So real easy to find. Like I said, it's right off the highway. The little stone house that's right out here by the highway, so you'll be able to find it. We got signs up and all that, so it'll be an easy thing to find. So we've, as far as the personal property goes, we've got a 2000 Lincoln Town Car. It's in real good shape. It's got 117,000 miles on it. It's got the 4.6 in it. There's also a nice little pickup truck here. It's a two-wheel drive GMC 1500. It's got 121,000. It's got the 5.7 in it. Both of those vehicles were kept in the garage. An older gentleman was the owner to them. We also got a 1985 Ford pickup truck. It's a single cab. So we'll have that there as well. Some of the other things that we'll be selling, there is a deep freezer, one of them lay-down deep freezers. We'll have that. We've got a lot of antique furniture that's in this house, old rocking chairs, dressers, a lot of that antique-y kind of furniture. Also have, there's a horse trailer that'll be in it. It's a two-stall horse trailer. Seems like, you know, it needs a coat of paint to make it look pretty, but it seems like it's pretty solid. The floor's all good and stuff in it. So we're going to have that. There's a round bell trailer that you can hook up to the truck and move one round bell at a time. Got that. And then they've got a little bit of barbed wire. There's T-posts that we have. Of course, we got a lot of tools, toolboxes. Let's see, we have the top to a toolbox, the smaller part of the toolbox that goes on top. It was the main brand one. I can't remember what it was now. But anyways, we've got that. We've got some nice tools, lots of that kind of stuff. Power tools too, drills, saws, just kind of everything you'd expect at a little farm auction like this. So anyways, if someone's interested in stopping by today, we're going to be here probably most of the day working and getting things put together on this auction. So if you want to stop by and take a look at something, feel free to do so. If you want to see one of these vehicles run or something like that, just let me know. And if you're going to show up more later towards the end of the day, just give me a call. And you can call me at 316-680-5131 just to make sure that we'll be here when you get here. Wait for someone to show up and we'd be gone. But feel free to give me a call, and you can come by and look at some of this stuff if you want. And or if you have any questions about it, I've been having a lot of phone calls about some of this stuff, so feel free to give me a call, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions that you might have. So, other than that, I think we're going to have a good day for an auction. It might be a little bit chilly, it looks like, to start off, but I think it's going to get pretty warm, so I think we'll have a great day.
Yeah, no, the weather, it shouldn't be too bad. So, hey, if you wouldn't mind just running through dates, times, and just the specifics of people just tuned in for this auction that you have tomorrow.
Yep, that's going to be tomorrow, and we'll start off at 10 a.m., and then at noon we're going to get underway on the real estate, and we'll be selling off the two tracks, the 80 acres and the 150-acre track after that. So... this is the pasture out here. It's all good Flint Hills grass, and it's got good fences around it. They've had cattle that has been in it, so fences ain't new, but they're all in good shape, and shouldn't have any problem holding something in. Again, if you want to get a look at it, if you have any questions, just give me a call, and I'd be happy to answer any of those questions for you. So, and we're booking auctions out right now. We're getting closer into springtime, so we're getting some of those things booked now. And so if anyone's considering doing a personal property auction, or if they're considering selling their land by auction or something, just let us know, and we can come out and take a look and get you scheduled in. So getting into those nicer days, and that's when we start having a lot more auctions. Should be a pretty exciting springtime, and we're looking forward to it. So,
excellent. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a good one, a cool little property there. So, yeah, I hope that people can get a hold of you if they want to see it and need for more information. You mind running your phone number by us one more time so people can write that down?
Yeah, give me a call here on my cell phone, 316-680-5131. Again, if you have any questions or if you got something that you're thinking about you want to do the same with, just give me a call, and I'll come by and meet with you, and we'll talk about it. Or if you want to come out and look at this stuff, just let me know. So we've got some other big things, like I said, coming up here in the springtime. We got some quite a bit of land that we're going to be auctioning off probably sometime now, maybe probably in April. And so anyways, we'll be talking a little bit more about that as we get to get closer to that, but it looks like we're going to have probably around 3,000 acres that we're going to be selling off into different tracks. So there'll be a lot to talk about with that, but we'll get into more details of that as we get that all put together. Looks like that's going to be a little bit of stuff in Elk and Montgomery County. So if you got any questions or you're considering doing any of this, just give me a call, 316-680-5131.
All right. Well, hey, Mr. Keith Beaumont, appreciate you filling us in on all that, and have a good auction tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. You have a good one.
You too.
Okay. That's Keith Beaumont of Sun Group here on KGGF, and we do appreciate him filling us in on all the goings on there. And yeah, if you haven't seen that property, it's worthwhile checking out. You can always head on over to Sun Group there on Facebook or their website, and they got some good pictures up there. You can pick up a sale bill and many locations. So hey, we're going to take a step aside real quick, and when we return, we're going to continue on with Open Line here on the Mighty 690, 27 degrees right now in Coffeyville.